Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 181. This is the episode recorded on the 4th of January 2010, and I am your host, Paul. Joining me this week, as usual, is Dudeface,
aka Catherine.
But not joining us is Adam.
No.
Because he is, I don't even know
what he's doing. Is he still in Canada?
I don't know where he is. He's not online.
Well, he was in Canada. Anyway, we're not doing it a normal day, are we?
Well, yeah, he'll be back.
When was it he said he'd be back?
He'll be back in, like, 2 weeks' time, we think.
2 weeks? Wow.
Yeah, he's such a skiver. Yeah, and since he doesn't listen to any of the episodes, I can say that quite confidently, even though it's right at the beginning of the episode. Adam, stop skiving. Right. So we had our little break over Christmas. We've sent
Job.
Mr. Job's game out to him.
Mm-hmm.
We did that like last week, didn't we? About week.
Yeah, we did it last week.
So yeah, he should maybe have already got that by now.
We'd like to know if he listens to the show anymore. That when he gets it, so I know it's got their stamping.
Yeah, and then he has to tell all his friends about how awesome we are. Right.
That was the small terms and conditions.
Yeah, we're adding terms and conditions. So yeah, let's start off with some letters, because we did have a letter. Do we have anything on Twitter?
No.
Are you taking pictures of me?
No. The only things we had on Twitter was Mr. Job.
Alright. Well, just a reminder, you can follow us on Twitter by going to twitter.com/gamercast. It's relatively simple to do. It's GamerCast. It's spelled GamerCast.
What the hell's with this?
I'm padding the show out, because it's going to be really short, isn't it?
Well, that doesn't matter. We like doing short shows, don't we?
Yeah, but I pay for all this bandwidth, and we're not using
That's
it.
True.
Right. Anyway, we had a letter from Switters, who says, "Thank you, Catherine and Paul, for answering my question last week on the show." He's referring to the question he asked on the previous episode, which was...
Hello.
I found you podcast, Dave Buma.
Oh, Paul.
He basically asked what games were we looking forward to next year, which actually gave us the topic of the last
the
show.
The main topic, yeah.
Yeah.
We would have done it anyway.
Well, yeah, we always do that sort of thing around this time of year. But we're actually doing it backwards, because this week we're looking back at 2009. So yeah, if you want our 2010 episode, listen to 180. Anyway, Paul, have you gotten me... Paul, you have gotten me interested in a few PC games coming out in 2010 after hearing your answer. Why, thank you. I do get people interested in things. My question this week is simple. What platform did you spend most of the time in 2009 gaming on? Thanks again, and I hope to hear Adam on the show this week. Happy New Year's, Switters. Well, to answer your question, I spend most of my time playing on Windows.
I'm not too sure. Although he was only asking you, wasn't he?
Yeah, we don't care about your opinion.
I'm not sure what mine would be.
Mine's PC by far.
Maybe DS. But then maybe not. Mine's PS3?
Nah, not PS3, no. It wouldn't surprise me if it was PC for you. You have played quite a bit of PC, haven't you? Like lots of little silly games you download off the internet and all these other silly things.
PS3 though, maybe.
Now you only played that Kirimaru, Crib Rook or whatever.
While I've been here.
Whatever. Anyway,
he's blocking me out.
He asked me.
Oh, fine.
And I say Windows, aka the PC. But I say Windows because obviously you could have a Linux game or a Macintosh game. Not that they really exist, but just to differentiate that.
No, some of the games made for Ludum Dare were only Linux.
Really?
Yeah, so we just didn't rate those ones.
Oh, you should have told me to boot Linux up. Let me just boot it up. Sucky suck. Dot suck.
Yeah.
No items match your search. Oh, what a shame. Right, anyway, so yeah, PC. Specifically Windows. Although I haven't actually been playing a lot of Steam games lately. And this is like, you know...
Not what you'd usually do.
Well, no, like, we bought X3, and normally I would, unless it's like a really cheap game of a couple of quid, I would always, like, normally insist on a retail copy to have, like, a box, but I'm actually starting to get to the point where I'm thinking, I just can't be bothered anymore.
Well, yeah, because then you've got to put the CD in. Yeah. Steam really is your kind of thing.
Even though I hate Steam. Well, I mean, there is the games on demand thing from Windows Live Games.
Yeah.
Live, or whatever it is.
Which we looked at previously.
Which I don't think I'll be purchasing anything from for a while until they improve it. And, like, make me confident that they're not going to shut it down in 6 months' time.
I reckon they may shut it down.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing they do.
But, I don't know.
Well, it depends, because it does have quite good leverage in Windows 7. Which, in the Games Explorer, you have the game providers, and it's in there.
Oh, they should put Steam in there.
Yeah, I would love Steam to integrate with the Games Explorer.
Yeah,
but because Valve are a bunch of assholes, they only need to put it's about a dozen keys in the registry. That's all they need to do to put a game in there with all their links and text and all that, but no, they don't do it. They only do it for games which are branded games for Windows because those games are required to support the Games Explorer. So like Empire Total War, which is a Steam-only game, Steam suddenly then has an option to add to Games Explorer, so you can add it there, although you still have to do it manually. It doesn't do it automatically. But,
like, but it's because they want you to keep using Steam.
Yeah, but...
Steam sucks anyway. Because...
I mean, it doesn't have ClearType on. It doesn't even follow the Windows guidelines. It's, you know, let's face it, it's still buggy.
You can't have multiple tabs.
What the fuck?
You can't have multiple tabs either. That's annoying.
Yeah, and look, I just went to my store page and it hasn't loaded the style sheet.
You may have had the sale open last.
Yeah, the style sheet's gone, so. Ooh, I'll have to bite that. Ooh, and that, and this and that. Football Manager 2010.
Oh my god.
On Steam is $39.99. It's like £25
in a shop.
Isn't that
like a
shop.
£20 game now?
Well, at the most, it'll be £30 in a shop. So Steam is expensive.
Wait, well, no, the thing is, like, that's why the sale was good. Which was actually one of the show notes, wasn't it? Maybe we should bump it up. Because we're talking about Steam at the moment, of course. But, so their sale was fairly good when things went quite cheap.
Yeah, I like it when things are cheap.
That's
but,
the
I mean,
only stuff I've bought off Steam. Cheap stuff.
I can't really see myself
that
using
and,
Steam much.
That and buying you X3. I think X3 is the most expensive thing I bought off Steam.
I bought Empire Total War, but I still bought that retail. I bought the orange box, but I still bought it retail. I bought Half-Life 2, but I still bought it retail. Because it is nice having a disc, because then you don't have to download it, and you know. Although,
yeah,
at least with Steam, you can preload now.
Well, like, with all the little bits and bobs that I've been buying, it doesn't really matter. Well, firstly, they probably don't even do disc versions of them. And then it doesn't matter so much downloading them because they're like under 100 MB or stuff like that, so it's only little downloads.
Yeah, still Steam I think Steam needs a major overhaul, which I've been saying for years. What are you doing to my computer? Get off it.
Scrolling up. Can you switch the Steam one?
Okay, well, since we're on the topic of Steam, we will now move on. Hopefully that answered Twitter's question.
Yes.
It was quite obvious. PC. Second, Xbox 360. Third, probably Windows Mobile. Fourth, I don't think I've even played on the Wii or PS3 this year.
You haven't played on the PS3. You played Detuned.
Okay, the PS3 is winning by about 4 minutes over the Wii for the whole of 2009.
I haven't really played on... Actually, no, I played Bronze Eye Barber, didn't I, and everything like that.
Yeah.
But I still haven't played on the Wii that much this year. At all. I haven't done that much gaming this year, actually.
I've played on DOS more than the PS3. Well, I have to play my Wolf 3D every now and then.
Yeah. Steam Christmas sale sadly ended about maybe five hours ago.
Yeah, if people had been checking out Steam, they'd see that Valve would put another bunch of games on sale every day.
I think... There's a news item for each one that they've done as well. Ooh. So you can actually see what you missed. So they did 9, 10, 11 days of sale. Each one having different stuff, bar the last one, of course, which was redos of the Final Fantasy characters. Which was just deals from previous times, Well, I also found out from looking at Steam itself, some of the games that they put on the front page saying it was special were actually that price in the sale anyway. I know. But there was some good stuff in there. Even you got something, didn't you?
Did I? Oh yeah, I got Half-Life Source.
For £1.49.
Yeah, which is about what it's worth. Well, since I do actually own a copy of Half-Life already.
Well, yeah.
Look.
Why does it put two in there?
Well, this is back when, you know, the games... We're just looking at the Games Explorer now.
And yeah, because they can't see.
It's got two entries of Half-Life Source in there. So this,
I see what you
this dates back to when Windows Vista and Windows 7 with the Games Explorer would add games to it automatically.
Mm.
So you'd remember they just download like the box art for it.
Yeah.
For like, because obviously no game supported it or had high resolution icons. So like Black and White 2 here
has a horrible Windows box art.
Yeah, Windows has actually added that for you. And it also does it for like some of the older Half-Life games, but for some reason it's added it twice for.
But why is it in there?
Because it's detected the Half-Life 2.exe and says, oh, that's Half-Life, let's add it in there. So yeah, it does it with some of them, and it does it with Counter-Strike Source as well, but it's really glitchy because Steam, like Emerald Tournament's in there with a Steam
with
icon.
A Steam logo. It's a bit weird, and very weird that it's got two shortcuts.
Yeah, I'll hide this one, and it'll probably hide the other one. Oh no,
yeah, I'll read it off. So for some reason it just has two.
But I mean, you can always drag icons in there yourself, but then they don't have all the like big high-res icons and stuff, so...
No.
Or like stuff like this, which doesn't work. Or stuff like this, which does work.
Mm. Why does Warlords not do it properly, then?
Warlords, as you can see, this uses the box art, so this is probably Windows putting it in there, so it was never rated.
Mm.
But because that...
Beyond the Sword's a newer one, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's actually all done by the... developer all that information. Mm. Oh no, I'm trying to run it now. Uh-oh. Now my CD drives are wrote up. Right, anyway, moving along.
Well,
so what was cool in this Steam sale, since we're promoting Steam on this week's show, even though it's really shit?
I can't really remember much of what I bought.
I'll tell you what I've got. Zoo Tycoon 2 Extinct Animals Expansion Pack, featuring Dino Danger or whatever it
what was.
What was
that though, Paul? It wasn't off Steam, was it?
No, it's a proper retail copy.
And when did you get that?
I got this on the 26th of December.
yes.
We'll talk about Zoo Tycoon another day.
There was some okay stuff.
That really drive is really annoying. It's probably annoying all our listeners as well. Stupid civilization trying to start when I click on it.
Oh no, it's your mouse, isn't it?
Yes.
Your mouse double clicked. The only stuff I really bought, I didn't pay anything more than about £5 for anything in the sale. Yeah, I think I bought quite a lot though. Ended up getting maybe I might have bought 10 games or something like that.
Wow.
But then I have got a lot of stuff on my Steam account now, but then like there's Orange Box in that as well, so I don't know.
Could you just grab me my Battlefield 2 box? Is that in there? No, it isn't. It's Rail Simulator. Thank you. We're just gonna see if my Northern Strikes thing is activating on my EA account, because this is another thing we have to do on a show at some point, how stupid EA's nightmare of a login system is, because it's all separate and broken down. But anyway, yeah, carry on. Mr. Catherine, yes, you're a dude on this show, okay?
Oh, cheers. I actually bought Bioshock as well.
Don't you already have that?
Got it on 360. I thought I'll get to play it that way, and because I prefer an FPS on a PC.
Mm-hmm.
What else have I bought? Torchlight, which should be good, which is Diablo style RPG, but actually Diablo style, unlike what your people at work seem to think about some other games being Diablo made.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal with that is.
But yeah, I just mainly... Most of the stuff I bought, I think, was probably about $3.50 each. So it was like... It was super cheap.
I can't activate Northern Strike.
Mm. It was super...
Stupid EA.
Are you going to let me talk?
Carry on.
I was just saying how it was super cheap stuff. So, like, Charlotte, my sister, she even bought Max Payne 1 and 2 for £2.24 because she already has them.
I was tempted to buy that.
I don't got the discs.
I don't. You have.
They're just under my computer. I did have them installed before I reinstalled. Well, we reinstalled 7.
I remember Max Payne.
I love Max Payne.
It was alright.
It's good.
It's better than Max Payne 3.
Max Payne 3.
AKA Die Hard. Yeah. Or whatever it is. Bruce Willis and Arnold Schwarzenegger combined with
I think
the
what
Predator.
You call it, but Max Hard's a bit weird. And Die Payne's a bit weird. What do you call it, like?
Captain Reject and the Shit Game.
Max Payne 3 Die Hard or something like that.
Is it actually, it's not being developed by Remedy, though,
it's Rockstar. Remedy are making Alan Wake!
Yeah.
Which should be coming out soon, apparently. First quarter, maybe. Which would be cool. But no, Remedy.
Yeah, well, Supreme Commander 2 should also be coming out in the first quarter. Is it? We've
you
barely
can't,
seen anything
you can't
about
depend
it.
On Square Enix. Because according to the game website, what's it called? Front Mission? Evolved, which is a mech game made by Square Enix.
See, I pronounce it Square Enix.
Square Enix.
Enix.
Okay. But
and yeah, they're going to screw up this game.
Well, they will, yeah.
Hi, but we're Japanese. We're trying to get this
stuff. They don't
stuff.
Do press releases of things unless they think they're important.
Yeah, but Gas Powered should do stuff. It's Chris Taylor, mate. He did Supreme Commander 1.
He's done lots of stuff.
No, he hasn't. Supreme Commander. And maybe Total Annihilation, you could argue that he's done a good
Dungeon
job.
Dungeon Siege Chris Taylor?
Dungeon Siege. I was on the beta for that. Right.
So yeah, the Steam sale was good. If you missed it, it's a shame, because there was some cheap stuff up. Although I've been told some of the stuff is still as cheap as it was in the sale on Steam still. It may be that they haven't gotten around to changing them all, or they're leaving some of them up at those prices. I don't know. But there was some good stuff in it. I'm happy with what I got. I've got lots of stuff to play on my PC now. Not that I haven't already got lots of stuff to play. But yeah. That's the Steam sale.
What about this? We've got another item on the show notes. It's called Games of 2009. What's this about then?
Well, you haven't picked your games 2009.
Yeah, but if you start, I'll just say some
games. Okay. But I need that kept up. So if you drag it to the side so you don't go over it or something... And make sure you don't. Otherwise,
I'm reading
I'll,
my Zoo Tycoon.
Can you scroll up a bit as well? I can't see. Okay. Cool. Paul, don't do that. You know I won't
it's
be happy.
Totally worth it.
Totally worth it. Okay. So as Switters asked, actually no, he asked about
he
game
asked
platform.
What games?
That's a bit weird. Asking what game platform. That's hard to think about. Whereas if you ask me,
my game platform is the same. It's been for
many
over
years.
For about 13 or 14 years, the PC.
Okay, Paul. So yeah, games 2009. I made a list of what I thought were all right games of 2009 from looking on Wikipedia at their games of 2009, because I couldn't think of any other easy way of finding out what came out. Although, of course, they were missing some games. So, like, Flips wasn't on there, but you could argue that it's not a game anyway. So
it's an interactive...
But I'm sure Wikipedia probably doesn't even have a Flips article. It's an interactive book.
I'm sure it does.
I don't know.
Just carry on talking, I'll find out.
Okay, but can you drag that to the side so I can see?
No.
But my list, really, most of them came out in the last half of... the last half of 2009. My games aren't in any particular order. So, like... I've actually got 4. Do I want to make it 5? Okay, my top 5-ish games of 2009. Say 5-ish because I'm not sure about the last one because I haven't actually got it in my list. But, so the first game that was released really on that list, 1 vs 100, which, okay, it's not a full retail game or a game you purchase at all, or it may be in the future, of course, but I think it's really good. Now that they've added achievements, and it seems a bit less buggy, although, of course, in the newer seasons, it has been quite buggy as well. And now there's no live show host, but they still have him talking and everything.
He'll be back but when they figure out his new salary.
Yeah. But I think it works really well. It's nice that they've added video game quizzes now, but because of the time I get home, no matter what, I miss them. So, if I ever want to take part in stuff, it's pretty much football or sports, because that's what everyone knows about in the UK, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
That and celebrities.
Oh, yes, celebrities. Everyone's like favourite everyone waste knows of that space. Stuff.
But it was cool as well, because I managed to get in the... What is it?
The mob.
I managed to get in the mob, as did Paul, although Paul wasn't there.
No, I was, however, logged in and playing.
Where were you?
I was back home.
Oh, yeah. And Charlotte was asleep, and me and Tim thought we'd keep playing, because it was the live show. And we managed to actually get in the mob, and we didn't win because of a crappy question. But that was fun, and it's a really enjoyable experience. I'd like to one day also get as the one, and then also be in the mob again as well. But I think it's a really good game of this year. Last year, even. But yeah. So 1 vs 100. Then you got... I don't know what to do for my other one.
Hurry up, people are waiting.
Okay. Don't...
Ow!
Don't rush me.
Well, you know, you've got it all written
okay,
down.
Okay, I'll say I liked Explosion Man. Explosion Man was good. So that's at the bottom.
Yeah, we talked about Explosion Man on a previous episode.
Yes, I'm not sure which episode. Actually, yeah, you can find out when we talked about all those things. I don't know if we've talked about 1 versus 100 before. So Explosion Man will be, what, 167? Yeah, in episode 167, if you wish to listen to it, we went over Explosion Man, which is a nice little Xbox Live Arcade title. If you listen to that show, you can listen more about it, because we're not really going to go in depth about the games anyway. But I don't think we've talked about 1 vs 100. Have we? Or have you and... Oh, we may have... Oh. No, we haven't talked about 1 vs 100. It's crazy. But then, in the past, it would have been you and Adam, and did Adam...
I'm sure we talked about... Look, well, we've got... This article has 1 vs 100 in it somewhere. We've got one there. This is a BBC News clipping, by the way. We've got one there. And apparently there's 100 somewhere else as well.
Okay, Paul. Okay. My next game would be Nick's Quest, which I talked about on a previous show as well. Can I find out what show? Is that whatever you're doing? Nick's Quest, which is a WiiWare title. It came out back in July, I think. We talked about it in episode 176... which was Left 4 Dead 1.1. It's a nice little kind of movement-based WiiWare title, which I thoroughly enjoy and still have to complete. So yeah, that one. And then if you can go back... Yeah, no, you're on the wrong show. 2010. Next.
I know.
Okay.
I do know how to operate a mouse.
Okay. Next one I'd say is Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks on the DS. We spoke about it last episode, 180 and 179 as well, I believe. Yeah, 179, 180, which was very good. I really, really like it. That's a bit weird. Oh, that was probably a preview of it.
Yeah, we talked about it on episode 151 as well.
But that was before the game was out, of course.
Yeah, that's of course.
But yeah, so Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks, I haven't finished it yet, but I do like it. And it's probably my favourite DS game of the year. Many years I haven't mentioned another DS game in my top 5. And then my last game of 2009 will be Ratchet & Clank Future Crack in Time. Because I just love Ratchet & Clank. And it worked really nicely. I need to finish it, actually. Maybe I'll play some tomorrow. Not much time tonight. Maybe I could. Maybe get an hour in. I don't know. But, really good. Paul watched me play, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of it?
It looked cool.
Yeah. Except you don't like Quark. No?
Hmm?
Quark.
Quack.
There you go.
Who the hell's Quack?
Yes.
But
isn't
that Ferengi who tries to own a bar in Deep Space Nine?
See, that's actually quite nice, because I've done a WiiWare title, a DS title, a 360 title, and a PS3 title. But that has got to be my PS3 game of the year. I know I haven't mentioned Batman Arkham Asylum... or what else is big that's come out? Brutal Legend, COD, Modern Warfare 2, Lost in the Damned, Baron Gatoni, Halo 3 ODST, Left 4 Dead 2, That's big. New Super Mario Bros., Resident Evil 5, Sims 3, Uncharted 2, stuff like that. I haven't mentioned them, but I mean, I know that they're good. They're just not my top five. And I just think Ratchet and Clank, Future, Crack in Time, whatever, has a... I don't know, I find it more enjoyable. But I still like Arkham Asylum. Either way, yeah, so that's my top five. Have I said five? Two? Four? Oh, I said something else as well, didn't I?
Don't ask me, dude.
Oh, I said
you
Explosion
lost me
Man.
About 5 minutes ago.
I said Explosion Man, so actually I had 2 360 tiles.
Okay.
But yeah, so they're my five-ish games of 2009. I do like many other games that came out this year, but I'm only mentioning those five right now. And Paul, how about your games of 2009? You don't have to do five.
Well, it will be very difficult for me to do five, because 2009 was a shit year for games.
There wasn't that many good games that came out, I must say.
No, I mean...
I mean, okay, that's my list from about... I think it's about 900-odd games, or maybe 800-odd games. That's what I got out of them. A lot of crap came out this year.
I mean, I would suppose I would have to pick ODST. Oh, Empire came out at the start of 2009, didn't it? Empire Total War?
Actually, I think it did, yeah. Yeah, because while I was working a game, it came out. Yeah, just didn't seem to make my list.
No, because your list is biased. Yeah, okay. Game of the year for me would have been Empire Total War. What are you eating?
Nothing.
Yeah, Empire Total War on PC. That came out back in March, and it is definitely the game I've played most out of all the new releases this year. Well, last year. Second up, I mean, ODST and Forza 3.
Oh, so you're actually doing yours in order? Mine were just random.
Well, I mean, ODST and Forza 3, I've got to mention something else. That's the only thing I can really mention, because that's the only thing I've even really bothered playing.
Out of that list, you played 1 vs 100.
You played Detuned. You can't really say that's... Detune isn't really a game.
You played Plants vs. Zombies a bit?
The demo. That doesn't really
Played
count.
The Sims 3?
Yeah, The Sims 3 was alright, but I got bored.
You played Explosion Man and Trials.
Yeah, but they're not amazing games for me.
Okay,
sorry.
Okay. So you're having a top 3 then?
Yeah.
Which has a top 1 and then 2 that come after it?
2 just to fill it up. Because that's how bad of a year it's been. I mean, ODST was alright, but I mean, it's not... Even ODST is more of an expansion pack. You know, Forza 3 is good, but I have to, like, not be very enthusiastic about it because it has no LAN support.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, how am I, me and Tim, supposed to play? Mr. I don't have an Xbox Live Gold account.
I don't know. Saying that, I think I'm going to add Batman to my list now. I did like it. I have a top 6.
Yeah, this is... I mean, next year will be good, because we've got lots of stuff coming up. We've got SubCom 2, we've got StarCraft 2.
Silent Hunter,
we've got Halo Reach.
Heavy Rain.
And we've got, of course, the best game ever. Shit, what is the best game ever?
StarCraft.
I already said that.
I don't know, what is the best game ever?
I know, I've forgotten the best game ever.
Oh, how about Cataclysm?
Oh yeah, World of Warcraft. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of. My mind is trying to block it out because I want to buy a time card, but I don't really want it. But I have to buy it before my stat discount runs out.
There's a lot of good stuff. There's a few good things I'm looking forward to.
See, this year is good for games. Last year it was sucky.
Does Napoleon come out as well?
Yeah, but that's really more of an expansion pack. I mean, let's face it. Okay, it's set totally different and everything, but it looks the same. That tells me, same engine. Oh, we'll reuse half the units as well, and we'll just call it Napoleon. So yeah, it might be good. It might fix some issues with Empire, but I can't really say it's a new game.
No, that's true. So that's our tops for 2009, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. So next on the show, I was just going to briefly mention the first releases of... this year, on Friday. On Friday, you got the first two games coming out, which are multi-platform, but only in the sense, I think, of 360 and PS3. But you got Darksiders coming out, which
whatever that
you
is.
You play one of the horsemen in the apocalypse. I'm not too sure, other than much else about it.
Right. So I know there's been some influence. As a fictional character, yes, from some.
Well, there's been some influence from an artist, like a comic book artist, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't really know much else about it. And then, of course, you have the release of on Friday is Bayonetta, made by Platinum Games, who are the guys that used to be Clover Studios. I can say more. Actually, what's the? Can you let me see the show notes? And can you scroll up? Thank you. Yeah, just keep it there at the moment. Don't scroll down. So yeah, so they're the first games come out this year. There has also been various like WiiWare and DSiWare titles come out already this year. So on the 1st of January, was that Friday? Yeah. You had, what's it called? Dragon's Lair come out on the DSi. That has had many releases on every single console, I'm sure. Well, actually, not every single console, but a fair few consoles now, and they decided to release it on DSiWare. I've been tempted to pick it up, but it's 800 points, and I'm not sure if it's any good. So I might have to see if there's like a video up somewhere showing how the DSiWare version plays out. There's a few DSiWare titles coming out on this Friday as well, along with Bayonetta and Darksiders. I'm not sure what they are, though. So yeah. So that's all the first stuff of 2010. Hopefully Alan Wake will come soon. Probably won't until maybe March, I'd imagine. Maybe later. Either way, I'd like it soon. Along with lots of other games. Next on the show notes. Recently, Sega have decided, it's been posted in a few places. I can't remember who it was that said it. But Sega have said that they may not do many more, or any more, mature rated games for the Wii.
Because it is a waste of time, let's face it. Nobody buys stuff on the Wii. The tip to having a successful game on the Wii is good luck. Because it's all word of mouth. You know, sometimes you can pull off a game which sells. Other times, you can advertise it even more. It can be a better game.
Well, it's because you've got to know how to utilise the console and the target audience as well.
Because it's a stupid, goofy little Wii, and it's a goofy console.
Okay. but the only reason, apparently, they decided on this was from seeing the poor sales of Dead Space Extraction on the Wii, which sadly sold a whole 9,000 copies worldwide, which really
sucks.
Is really bad. EA didn't do that much marketing for it, though, which is probably one of the letdowns. But Mad World itself and House of the Dead Overkill, not actually made by Sega, but they were published by Sega, they really didn't sell too well at all. I mean, Mad World went on Deal of the Week a couple of weeks after it coming out. I remember House of the Dead going cheap quite quickly as well. There wasn't that much appeal for it. I mean, House of the Dead would sell to people who played the previous games, although it was quite different to the others. And then Mad World is totally random and made by Platinum Games, so yeah, I think it's a shame, but I understand why they're doing it. It's a huge financial risk trying to make a good mature title for the Wii. If anything, it's spend as little money as possible developing it and put it on WiiWare or something like that. That's the only way you could get some kind of return back without spending out too much. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
The Wii is unfortunately one of those platforms which is really difficult to predict. Because, I mean, although it's got a large install base, let's face it, most people who have a Wii don't know what games are.
I know what games are.
They just think it's a board and a stick that you wave around and jump on. And it makes things appear on the TV.
Or is it tennis rackets?
Yeah.
How come the tennis rackets aren't the same price as the Wiimotes?
Or the steering wheels.
anyway, so the next thing I wanted to just do a brief talk about was I played the
Bane. So that's your new thing, document to tab.
Wow, that looks a bit weird.
What? Oh, well, ignore that and that.
Oh, okay.
because that's obviously...
That's quite nice.
Yeah, anyway, moving back onto GamerCast. Yeah.
Earlier on, I played the Bayonetta demo. I'm a bit late at playing it, but I turned the 360 on to download my Chocobo.
Download your what? Your Chocobo?
Chocobo.
Chocobo?
Chocobo.
What's that then?
It's a little bird in Final Fantasy. Okay. Well, in the Final Fantasy series. And I got one of the codes for it. But yeah, so I was downloading that and I saw that the Bayonetta demo was on Xbox Live. I didn't know when it went up, really, to be honest. But I haven't
There's a patch here to improve 3D performance, the HTC HD2, by the way.
Okay.
Because HTC have a habit of not giving phones good 3D drivers.
Anyway. Paul,
I'm... Landscape mode for Manila 2.5.
Paul.
Carry on.
Let me talk. Anyway.
Well, you're talking about stuff I don't know about. Sorry.
Bayonetta.
Yeah, it's... isn't this supposed to be shit?
Depends on who's talking.
Is it what? I thought it was just a shit game.
It's made by Platinum. They're going to... They're going to bomb after this, I think.
It's made by who?
Platinum Games.
Is it id Software?
No.
Is it Epic?
No!
Is it Blizzard?
Why do Epic make good games?
Is it the Total War guys?
Does Epic make good Creative Assembly?
Yeah. The Creative Assembly.
The Creative Assembly, sorry. Anyway, let me talk, okay?
So, wait, what have Platinum done?
Platinum, under that title, have made Mad World.
Right, is that any good?
They're
amazing.
They're making a DS game at the moment, which I found out about, called Infinite Space, I think. I think that's all they've done is Platinum. And then they made Okami, Beautiful Joe, God Hand. Am I forgetting something? Feels like I am. But yeah. Anyways, so, talking about Bayonetta, instead of you showing me stuff, I didn't know what to expect of it. The combat's quite nice. It flows together quite nicely. I like that. I like it when things do that. Although, not so much as Batman. Batman is better in combat than Bayonetta. But it was horrible. I had to show it to Paul so he can see what I'm talking about.
Great, I can't wait.
I'll mention my good point about it, which is double jumping in it. She gets, like, butterfly wings come out of her back. And then when she lands on the floor, little butterflies appear from the ground. It's quite nice. It fits really nicely. I don't think it fits with her style at all. But I suppose it's supposed to add a bit of elegancy to her, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. Her, what is it, neutral stance, when she just stands there sticking out her chest. It's like, oh my God, what the hell is that? What woman stands like? You should see it. I noticed, because I hadn't seen any of the stuff of her using her special attacks when her, I think it's her clothes and hair turn into the weapon. Actually, no, it's her clothes. And so, of course, then she's naked, and I only saw that a couple of times, but the screen was quite far away, so I couldn't really see it to see what they're actually showing. You should look under images, maybe. Are they videos? Anyway, so her standing stance, oh my God, is horrible. What the hell are you watching? Yeah, her standing stance is horrible. I don't like her walk. It's too shittily feminine looking, to be honest. She's walking like a model. I also think her shoes are a bit ridiculous because they've got guns in them. But... her run's okay. I don't know, it's just that whole neutral pose and the walking bit, really, that's ruined it for me.
Mm-hmm. So that's a shit game, basically.
Well, it's your basic Devil May Cry, pretty much.
But shit.
It's quite nice, though, because one of the actions, you rotate the left analog stick and then hold down a button, and she does, like, shooting in all directions, and you control the direction she shoots in. That's quite nice. So there's, like, some really nice combos in it. But that's about it. I don't think the story seems that interesting. I think it all looks a little silly. I don't know. I'll get it when it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. I know a lot of people looking forward to this, but then I also know a lot of people who are like, I know what the hell it is, I don't really want to get it because it looks
shit.
Silly.
Moving along.
Yes.
Why is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 on the list? I do actually already know, but I have to ask it.
Well, okay. As well as it being on in the top UK chart, or number one in the UK chart for like 9 weeks or something.
Please
crazy.
Notice how we didn't mention the overhyped Modern Warfare 2 whatsoever for our best games of 2009.
No.
Because it's just another generic shooter.
I'm sure other people may put it at their number one.
Oh yeah, it's amazing, it's multiplayer, blah blah blah. Yeah, I did that with Quake 1 and Quake 2. It's like old news, like, okay.
So yeah, as well as being like number one in the charts for God knows how many weeks, and I think it won the Christmas number one as well. Which is
wasn't that
stupid.
Rage Against the Machine?
Yes, Paul, in music.
Oh, sorry, I'm on the wrong podcast.
Yeah, you're
tonight.
On the wrong podcast. It was also the most pirated game of 2009, which I thought was quite crazy, because apparently it was downloaded through torrent sites 4.1 million times. I'm guessing worldwide. Yeah, it'd have to be worldwide, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, the tracker.
They
doesn't...
won't have a country, will they?
The tracker would just have listed clients, and they just need to see how many people are logged in.
Yeah, so that was downloaded 4.1 million times, and then the 361 was, 970,000 times, which is quite a lot. So that's pretty much...
Yeah, but how many of those, you know, this is what annoys me sometimes, because Activision will say, oh, we've lost 4.1 million copies of the game, so let's say they make 10 quid on every copy.
Yeah.
No, we've lost £40 million. Well, let's face it, most of the people who downloaded it probably wouldn't buy it anyway.
Well, especially the PC users as well. With what they did with the servers or whatnot. Because they nerfed it, didn't they?
Yeah, but that wouldn't change if people buy it or not.
I know a few people.
Nah, it wouldn't.
That decided not to buy it and may have torrented it otherwise. But,
speaking of bit darn.
That is true. A lot of the people. That wouldn't
speaking of
it.
BitTorrent, feel free to download Gamercast over BitTorrent, or just download it directly from the website.
Yes, Paul.
We don't care if you download it.
What else did I mention? Because they last year it was the year before last, and even now, Spore was the most illegally downloaded game, as well as Call of Duty this year. There was
Spore. That was a shit.
There
game.
Was what Sims my, 3.
I'm sure not wearing my Spore top.
Sims 3.
Oh, no, I'm wearing my EA Sports top.
I can't remember what else I said to you. Do you remember any of the others?
No.
There were a few games that were also quite a lot downloaded. No. Downloaded a fair bit. But I think Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 seems to have been done the most. Probably because people thought it'd just be a shit sequel. So they wouldn't intend on buying it. And then just download it. But yeah. So that's that. I myself did not pirate it. I bought
neither
a copy on the 360 with my Elite. Actually, I didn't buy a copy of it. It came with it, shall I say. But yeah, I think that's the end of my show notes. Do we want to mention at all anything about Games of the Decade and how we can't be bothered to do it because it'd be too long?
Games of the Decade. Emperor Battle for Dune.
What about Morrowind?
All right. Slow down.
Okay.
The Elder Scrolls 3. Morrowind.
Okay. I liked Deus Ex.
And of course, the expansion pack, Blood Moon. One of the best expansion
packs. Why
didn't you just
say Game of the Year or something?
The best expansion pack ever made for a game.
Why is that?
It was awesome. I turned to werewolf.
I knew that. That's why it's called Blood Moon.
Oh. And the guy in it, he said... Last boot to Soul's time until the next one.
Your face.
Well, I had to make myself look like a Khajiit.
Okay, I didn't realise you were trying to look like a Khajiit. I wouldn't have thought that. You trying to see if you can find it? But yeah, so they're Paul's games of decade. I must say, a lot of things that I quite enjoyed in this decade were whole series that came out. So, like, the Ratchet and Clank series, Deus Ex, but only the first one. Max Payne came out. Max Payne came out in 2000, or was that Shenmue? Shenmue 1 and 2. I think they came out this decade. Persona games. I'm going to forget something huge. But so much stuff's come out in the past.
Halo.
I do.
Half-Life
2. Katamari games. I'm sure there's a few other things. But there's just so many games that come out in a decade. I don't know how someone can ask that kind
of
question.
How can nobody have this up on the internet?
Maybe you'll have to put it up there, Paul.
Then I have to install Morrowind. And make my way
to wait. You should have bought it off Steam for $350 for the Game of the Year edition.
It doesn't even run on Windows 7.
Oh yeah, you said that, didn't you? But yeah.
Well, to be, I did get Morrowind working on Windows
Vista. So I don't. We didn't really want to do. Well, I didn't really want to do games of the decade, mainly because I'd feel the need to look through all of the games that came out in the last 10 years, and then go through them all. And come out with a list, and then make that list even smaller, and make a top 10 or something. We might even have to be a top bloody 20 because of how many games came out. But yeah, I'd say a lot of good stuff
came
out.
Hey, look, Portal Forums.
Is that a favourite Morrowind quote? Did you post that?
I doubt it.
Did you? Oh no! Imposterism. You liked that? And it gives you an idea of how to pronounce it. Khajiit.
See, I'm not just going crazy.
I know you're not going crazy. I'd like to have seen this Khajiit's face, though, to see why you pulled that face to look like a Khajiit.
He was like some old crazy man.
No, Paul, it's not on YouTube. I don't think you're going to find it. He said it was in Kul, didn't he? Is that how you say it? K-U-U-L?
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, a lot of good stuff's come out. Would you agree, Paul, in the last 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
You probably won't be able to name everything that you've enjoyed.
No.
But you know the main ones.
Morrowind. Emperor Battle for Dune.
Yep. Think, is that about it? Unless you've got anything you want to add? Not that you had many show notes this time round. Well, you're too busy looking on YouTube.
How can nobody have that awesome Khajiit?
That's why I said record it yourself and put it on, because then at least you'll be able to reference it in the future when you pull that face, and I'll be like, what are you on about? Now I'll remember. You have to show me it somehow, though.
Yes, I will definitely show you it. Have I got Morrowind here, have I?
If not, Charlotte will have it here.
Game of the Year.
Maybe.
I need the expansion pack. Because he makes that
okay.
Dude.
Okay.
We need the expansion
okay.
Pack. So he can make the guy isn't just in my head.
Check it's not on Steam's cheap store.
Steam.
I'm just saying, because, you know, it was like
you're
three,
just an advert for Steam
today, aren't
you? It was
$3.50. No, $12.99. Deluxe, what's the difference between those?
That's probably all the Elder Scrolls games, isn't it?
Nope, 3 and 4.
Well, wow. 1 and 2 are free anyway, so.
Yeah, that's true. $12.99. Anyway, so yeah. So that's it for the show.
Mm-hmm. That's it for the show. We'll be back next week.
Yep.
To resume our normal programming. And the week after, Adam should be here.
Hopefully.
Assuming he keeps to his text message he sent me 3 weeks ago, which is the last I've heard of him.
Oh, really?
He could be dead
well,
for
a while. Well, I saw him write on Facebook at some point about being in Canada, but that was about it. So, yeah.
I hope he gets a big internet bill for using all his data over there.
What, on his iPhone?
What a noob. Right.
You can leave feedback. You can leave us feedback by emailing us at feedback@gamercast.net. You can leave it on the blog as well at gamercast.net. Or you can send us replies or messages on Twitter at twitter.com/gamercast. Is that it? Oh, you can listen to the show? Yeah.
Yes, you can
do this bit.
Listen to the show.
No, like by what means? So how you can subscribe or whatever.
You can use your favourite podcatching software to subscribe to it. Or you can subscribe in Internet Explorer, Firefox and so forth. And be notified when there is a new episode available. This is called RSS. It's a really cool technology that's like 10 years old. but a lot of people don't know what it is. So Smack, stop using Twitter. RSS for the win.
Rude. There's another way you can listen to the show.
How?
Get it through iTunes.
That's the same thing. iTunes is just...
They won't know that.
iTunes is just subscribing to the
feed. Not being mean to our listeners, but some people may not know that.
Don't be mean to my listeners.
Sorry.
Anyway, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week, like I already said.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll have a bunch of fun letters to read out.
And hopefully some more show notes as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Show notes are good.
Yeah. Bye-bye.